This is RSVNB Update, episode 170, recorded Thursday, September 18th, 2008. My character is my friend. Hello, everybody. For those of you guys who don't know me or perhaps have forgotten, my name is Shane, and Brad is here.
Yeah, I hear we have a lot of people with amnesia listening to the show.
Yeah, did you ever think of how bad that would be if you could only remember, say, like blocks of 4 hours, and then within 4 hours later you would have forgot?
We need to do an RSVNB update cheat sheet that just says Brad equals funny and right, Shane equals stupid and wrong.
Why? What's wrong with that?
No, because that would just tell the listeners everything they need to know about the host.
Because there's
if I ever say anything, they know it's right, and if you ever say anything, they know it's wrong.
Oh, like when like it was right and you said you'd get 99 fishing if the top hat was fixed and stuff.
Wow, that was a really nice transition into that, but yes, I kept my word.
We'll talk more about that later, but amnesia would be bad. If you're interested in seeing how that could apply when the world is in danger, there's a good Star Trek episode I'll refer you to.
Oh, Jesus Christ, there we go. That's got to be a record.
Oh, I think we had a better one first anyways, but yes, It's from season 3 of Enterprise, and I won't bore you guys with the details of it. You guys can go find it on your own.
Too late, you already did.
No, I didn't. I didn't give you any details, but...
You bored me, though.
Anyways, we got a quest this week called Summer's End, which is quite fitting, because, you know, summer ends in 3 days from now.
Summer ends the first day of September.
No, it doesn't.
It does here.
No, not officially. Like, not if you count, like, the way the Earth turns and the rotation, you know? Technically, it's September 21st.
Technically, I think people need to refer to their cheat sheet at this point. Brad equals right. Wrong.
No, it's September 21st, you know?
Okay, whatever you say. I really can't be bothered to argue about when summer ends.
That's serious. Oh, and for anybody wondering, the episode is called Twilight.
If anyone was wondering what the episode was called, then please go and put your head in the oven.
Okay.
Turn it on.
So summer's end. Summer has ended. Which was
it
rather...
looks like a big quest, slightly more difficult than your average...
It's short, actually.
Short, but short, quite difficult.
Yes. Yeah. It's very easy to die on this one.
Oh, yes.
Requirements...
Did you die?
Maybe. We'll leave that to...
Yeah, see? So now you can't say the only quest I've ever died on is Monkey Madness.
Well, this
one... died on another quest.
Well, this one doesn't count because it wasn't in the real world. It was in the spirit world.
Oh, you're so funny how you try and rationalize, you know. Oh, no, it doesn't count. Yes, it does count.
Yes. 23 summoning. 23 woodcutting.
Even I have 23 summoning.
35 hunter. 45 mining, 47 fire making, and 55 prayer. They also say fairly high hit points and woodcutting levels are recommended. And you need the first one, Spirit of Summer. It's rather interesting. It's a rather interesting quest because basically it's the sequel to Summer's End. And in this one you have to, if you guys remember from the end of the first one, you... kind of trap this beast, but with this one he's escaped. The quest starts off with a big earthquake, and that's basically all this quest is luring the beast and then killing him off. There's a sort of, I guess you could call it, a 4 stages to it. First thing you do is you need a blue charmed monster, because you used a gold, green, and crimson one in the first quest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you need a blue one because it's never had a blue one before, so it's still able to be lured by that. Use that to lure it into the cave. Then in room 1, you have to make it think there's more souls for it to eat, but really you just want it to eat fire so it'll hurt itself, you know? Like swallowing a big ball of flame, I don't think that would be very pleasant. And then in order to do that, there's these willow roots on the side of the room you have to cut and then load up the fire pits and then eventually start them all on fire, and then he'll devour them and then move on to the next room, which is actually the simplest of all the rooms, room 2. All you basically do is run around in a circle. Like, yeah, run around in a circle, Brad. You
know, like a headless chicken.
That's right. Except when he fires a core fragment at you, instead of actually just trying to evade it, you have to dig into one of the soil holes and then get the core fragment in the ground. And then that will hurt him. And then you do that 3 times, and then fairly obvious that he'll move into the third and final room, which is the most tedious room of them all. Because what happens in this room is there's the three spirits that are helping you, and they go back to their actual spirit form into their graves. And then he uses their power to charge up. So if you bless one of their graves at the right time, it will hurt them. So you have to do that 3 times. But the trick is, if you're not watching where they go when they start, it's very hard, because they change positions, and there's 5 graves, and there's only spirits in 3 of them. And if you pick the wrong one, that's when you get hurt. So yeah, that's pretty much the quest, actually. So as you can see, it is short, but it is rather difficult and tedious. For those wondering, I died on the 3rd room, but that doesn't really count, because it's in the spirit realm.
No, it does count. It was on a quest and you died.
But it's in the spirit realm. It's not real RuneScape.
So you died on a quest.
No, it doesn't count.
Okay, Shane. Did you die while you were on a quest? Regardless of where it was, did you die while on a quest?
Yeah, but I was in the spirit
realm. See, there we go. Question answered.
Shall we move on to rewards?
The rewards aren't bad, are they?
No, they're not. 20,000 prayer XP, 15,000 fire making, 5,000 hunter and mining, and 5,000 wood cutting as well.
Yay.
You also get an enhancement for the ring, Jenica's ring, again, which opens up a whole bunch of new portals to different places. I didn't bother with these, but like, there's one that gives 5,000 prayer XP, another one gives 5,000 farming XP.
You didn't bother with that?
Actually, I did go to do that one.
Sad.
Because it was the one where you actually start the quest, so why not? Then there's 5,000 smithing XP, 10,000 defense XP, and 10,000 thieving XP for those are the updated portals. Now, going on from this, you also get 1 quest point. Going on from this, you also get something called a spirit shield. Have you taken a look at these?
Yes, fleetingly.
Yeah. They are high leveled, and they're going, one of them goes for about 85 mil on the Grand Exchange.
Yeah.
So they are going, it's going to be rather interesting how this pans out, because looking at the actual defense values of all of these shields, the Dragonfire Shield, or DFS as some people like to call it, is actually still better than the best one of these shields.
So why the price is so high?
I don't know. I think it's because it just came out and it's from this boss monster that you actually get to fight after you're done the quest. And it's very dangerous because if you're in there fighting, you can't get your items back if you die.
Can you while doing the quest?
No.
So what items did you lose?
Just sharks, because you're not actually hitting the thing with, like, weapons, you know?
You don't take any armor?
No, you just take sharks and stuff like that. Because all you're really doing is running around, because the fire and then the core fragments and then the spirits are what actually hurts the thing. So that's how that works. But anyways, back to the shields. The only shields you might want are the spectral shield. Yeah, the spectral shield, because that gives a plus 30 magic defense bonus, which is rather high, you know? So, That's the spirit spectral shield, which requires 75 defense, 70 prayer, and 65 magic to wield. Oh yeah, there's also the Arcane Spirit Shield. Aside from giving just a magic defense bonus, it also gives a plus 20 magic attack bonus. So that might be useful again. Same requirements as the other one. And there are two other interesting things. The Divine Spirit Shield has a bit of a special associated with it. It says 30% or as much as if possible, if 30% or more of your current prayer points of any damage you take is removed. So basically, at most 30% of damage you take will come off your prayer points instead of your hit points if you have the Divine Spirit Shield.
Like, not bad.
Yeah, but the Elysian, I guess you'd call it, has a 70% chance of reducing damage you receive by 25%, so...
That's not bad.
Yeah, so those are good. They're good in that respect. Like, this isn't a shield that you'd want to take if you were, for example, just doing regular Slayer tasks. You'd still want your Dragonfire Shield for that. If you were fighting something magical and you were using magic as well, I don't know why you'd be doing that, you'd want the Arcane Spirit Shield. Or if you were just fighting something magic-based and using magic on it, you'd probably want the Arcane one. Or if just fighting magic-based, you'd want the Spectral Shield. But I really can't see paying this much for those kind of shields, you know? Because if I look it up... Oh, they actually went up in price now. They've been traded. The Spirit Shield you get from the quest is going for 320.5k. Spectral Shield, 71.2 mil. Elysian Spirit Shield, 93.2. Divine Spirit Shield, 93.2. And Blessed Spirit Shield, 16.2. And Arcane Spirit Shield, 71.2 mil. So that's pretty high prices. Anyways, in order to make them, it's fairly straightforward. All you do is you need your base shield, then you bless it with this elixir that you get as a drop from the corporeal beast, which is actually going for 15 mil right now. It's just a vial of liquid, you know? So that's rather expensive. And in order to actually make the shield, you need 90 prayer and 85 smithing to make it.
Wow, that's quite high requirements.
Yeah, so as you can see, that's why the prices are high. Because just the one of the base ingredients to make it, the elixir, is 15 mil, I think. So there's your reasoning as to why it's so much. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to give this one a 4 out of 5, mainly because of the new boss and stuff that you can fight afterwards, and the fact it's actually dangerous and it's a high level update, and you actually do need to have a defense level to fight this thing. So
yeah, I'll go for 4 out of 5, the same as you, for the same reasons really. High level dangerous quest, good reward, and yeah,
good.
That's about it.
So you're going to do the 2 quests now?
Possibly.
Maybe.
No.
Skill capes have been fixed. You can see a picture on my RuneWire at runewire.com/Shane.
That's not that big of a fix, though, is it?
Well, yeah, some of the other ones are. Like, for instance, the magic one, for example. That one was bad before, and so, I don't know. The herbalore and farming ones weren't that bad, but magic, construction, summoning, prayer, all the white ones, those ones were pretty bad before, so those actually look better now, so that's good. World map legend can now be sorted based on a number of things, like location, alphabetized, and whatnot. I don't know why they felt the need to put that in, but you know how Jagex works, hey? Anyways.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, where are we? Players Gallery number 23. Do you have any favorites?
Nope.
Yeah, I have to actually say the same for this.
There's no really outstanding ones this time around.
That's right. There's normally one that jumps out, but they're all sort of like...
Yeah, normally one or two that are above the rest, but nah, these are all distinctly average.
Yeah. Oh yeah, here we go. 15.9 mil for the Holy Elixir.
Wow.
Yeah, so... Whew! The Combat Triangle Wallpaper. This one's very interesting, if I do say so myself.
I still wouldn't use it on my wallpaper.
No, because of that big watermark at the bottom, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not, like, yeah, you can call it a combat triangle, but is it really a triangle? Like, look at how many triangles are imposed within a triangle, you know?
Yes.
It looks more like the combat star, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Based on the way they do it.
It's quite a nice thing. It's just a shame there's the big RuneScape logo at the bottom.
Look at the mage hat on the left. It's interesting.
Looks like a...
Dunce
Michael
cap.
Jackson. Like
a Michael Jackson hood. A Michael Jackson hood? How?
I've no idea what I said. I don't even know what a Michael Jackson hood is. I just thought Michael Jackson when looking at it.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah, so take a look at this one. It's pretty nice. Like, but, you know, they can finally admit that it's not really a triangle, you know? It's more like a star, so I guess that's good on them for doing that. And finally, player submitted polls number 13. First question, Brad.
First question. If a big army of dragons, demons... Yes, I did have it prepared this week. I bet you're all surprised. Question one. If a big army of dragons, demons, and Tagonoths appears out of nowhere and attacks you, what would you do? Option one, fight to the death. Two, I'll fight them straight away, but I'll stop when I have low HP. I'll run to the bank to get my weapon, armor, and food before returning to fight them. Run away. Other. I would run away. No, I would teleport away.
Yeah, same thing. I said run away as well. But 32% say I'd run to the bank to get my weapon, armor, food before returning to fight them. 25% would run away. 20% would fight straight away but stop when they have low HP. 17% fight to the death. You gotta admire those people that are like that. Like the kamikazes, you know?
Yeah.
As you know. That's something you just don't see anymore when people actually go into a battle and fight to the death, you know?
Mm.
So.
I wish a few people around, you know, in the world would, you know, willingly fight to the death.
We could clear out.
Sorry?
Like who?
Like you. No, I don't. Just idiots. I wish stupid people would, you know, self-destruct.
Okay. And 6% would do other, so whatever other is.
Yeah, they're probably, you know, fill in their own.
Yeah. But hey, maybe that's what your teleport count says.
Yes, probably.
Question two. What is your relationship to your character?
Consensual. It's a consensual relationship.
Okay. 40%, I am my character. 30%, my character is something I just control. 17%, my character is who I'd like to be. 8%, my character is my friend. 8%, other.
It's just like Jagex trying to psychologically profile the
RuneScape. These are player submitted polls.
Oh, yeah, right. It was probably Jagex. It's really funny how the person who submitted that is got the name Netch, which isn't a world away from Nietzsche. The philosopher. You
but
can just
40%? I am my character?
I'm sorry, but anybody who put anything other than my character is just something I control needs to be locked in an institution, quite frankly. I enjoy games like RuneScape and World of Warcraft where you run around as a character and kill stuff and do things and, you know, raise skills, but never ever have I looked at it as I am this character. Or this character is my friend. How lonely have you got to be to make friends with a RuneScape character? I mean, I can't see how people can view it as any. I mean, maybe if you like role playing and you get really into the role playing, which again I think is kind of sad. Maybe, but it's not. It's just something you control. It's like an avatar in game. But
that's what I said. It's just something I control.
Yeah, good.
But you know, I would like to do my farming runs. You know, so that was a close second choice, but I didn't pick that one. That was a funny question. Next one.
Next question. When it comes to weapons and armor, do you care more about stats or style? Stats, style, or neither? If you cared about neither, wouldn't you just be walking around naked?
Well, yeah.
What do you care about, if stats or style? The name. Ooh, bronze plate body is such a nice name. Let's wear that. I would say stats, but I can say the vast majority of females would have voted style. That is just the way females think.
63% said stats.
I know lots of girls in game who just, you know, dress, you know, use items because they're pretty.
31% say style.
I don't see why you would wear something just because it looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, who could... aesthetics are so, it's like these people you see in the real world when you walk around. They're really good looking and they're really handsome and beautiful and whatever you want to call it, but you just know that 99% of them are thick as shit. I would rather be the ugliest person in the world and be a complete genius than be good looking and a complete moron.
Sure. 5% say neither.
Aesthetics are just for the shallow and idiotic.
Like, that's the same thing I go with computer applications. I would, like, if something did what it did and it looked really bad, I would actually still use that, even if it didn't have a nice UI,
says,
you know?
Says the person who uses Apple. Apple are all about aesthetics.
No, that's not the reason I use it.
Yeah, well, because it keeps breaking, and your battery keeps breaking, and you have to take it into the store.
Well, they gave me one for free.
Yeah, well, that's because they're stupid.
No, the reason I use it is because I don't want the fuss of having to make a Linux system work all the time to do simple things. Whereas with the macOS, you could get pretty much the same sort of thing on a Unix system, but actually have it work easily most of the time. I should add that in for a few things that don't work.
Okay, nobody cares. Do you want to read the last question?
You can do it.
Last question. If one day you logged in to find two new cities in RuneScape, one for fighting and the other for trading, which one would you go to first? The fighting city wins with 53 and the trading city is behind with 42 and neither is at 5%. I don't know. I'd need more information than that to make a decision.
I said trading.
I'd need more information, so I'd just say neither until I knew more information about them.
That's so stereotypical about the RuneScape population, everybody wanting to fight, you know?
Well, not everybody, 52%.
Well, yeah, that's a majority.
Yeah, but it's not an overwhelming majority.
But still,
I mean,
a majority.
If you're a Republican, 52% is an overwhelming majority. No, sorry. If you're a Republican, 49% in a two-party contest is an overwhelming majority. Florida. Woo!
Oh, yeah, right, because wasn't Al Gore supposed to win in 2000?
Yeah, well. George Carlin, the comedian, always used to say, when he used to talk about George Bush, he used to call him Governor Bush, and he called him Governor Bush because he said it was the last office that he held legally. I was just kidding.
Okay, moving on. Questions. First one, Brad.
Questions. I'm permuted. Username is Refugee522, and I'm pretty new to RS. I started in February, so I'm not that great thinking of going 99 in a skill, and I don't have a lot of cash free to play, and I have Rune G said also 500 or so, look up my high scores and give me a suggestion. Thanks, Refugee522 Cooper. What does he want us to suggest?
A skill for 99.
In free to play?
Yes, woodcutting.
Yeah, I'd say woodcutting probably is your best
or
bet.
Or prayer.
No, only one person I know of has ever gotten 99 prayer and free to play.
Yeah, woodcutting.
Woodcutting. Or you could do fly fishing, but woodcutting would probably be more profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want the powering of willow.
Woodcutting is profitable.
Use would be profitable.
Yeah, unless you want just fast XP.
Fat, just do willows to like 85, 90.
Yeah, okay, do that. Then do then use, I guess. Okay.
But if you just want fast experience, just go for willows all the way.
Yeah, that's right. Or you could be like some other crazy people and get 85 plus mining in the mining guild.
Who did that?
Oh, you know, some various people do that, because some people like to spend all sorts of time doing that, you know?
Are we thinking of the same person here?
Oh, probably.
The person who we keep mentioning in this update, even though he or she, whatever sex they might be, has not been around for like 2 years. So after 2 years, we still can't get over the fact that they were around.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it that person?
Yeah,
that person,
that's right.
Yeah. The person after 2 years, we still can't get over. And I bet like 85% of the people listening are going to be completely in the dark about here. And the other 20% are going to be going, why do they keep mentioning her or him?
You know, that just creates some sort of mystery, you know, and people keep coming back to get more and more clues.
Yeah, right. We're
Thank
sad.
You. Thank you, Cooper. Sad. Refugee.
I'm just sitting at my desk thinking, God, we're sad, aren't we? We're really sad. Anyway.
Shane and Brad, how often do you shave, and when was the last time you left your home countries? From Zerk at me.
You can go first. I always go first.
Twice a week. For me. Typically.
Yeah, I probably only shave once a week at the moment. But if I wanted to be like clean shaven, then I'd probably have to shave every other day. I don't mind a bit of stubble. I could not be bothered. Until I get a job or until I have to, you know, go out every day, I will not shave every day. I refuse.
Yeah, that's actually the same sort of boat I'm in. But
it's funny because it's really weird because I've got like sort of the majority of my facial hair is sort of blonde, light brown.
Okay.
Okay.
When was the last time you left your home country?
Earlier this summer.
Oh, where'd you go?
South of France.
Oh, right. Vive la vie.
When was the last time you left your home country?
The summer.
The summer, what, to go to Seattle?
Yeah, that's right.
Shane went to Seattle to kick Bill Gates in the crotch.
No.
But Jerry Seinfeld beat him to it.
Yeah, we're pretty boring, aren't we?
Why?
Just going south of, rather than like across
the
world.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me and you. I was going to say, yes, we are.
Yeah, I was talking about me and you.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, at least I actually, you know, I went a fair way away from my country. You just, like, went just over the border.
No, I went 3 hours down.
Yeah. Seattle is 3 hours down.
Yeah, that's right.
Really? I thought it was just over the border.
No, it's technically 2 hours, but with traffic, it's about three.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a plane? Shane,
no, actually, no.
You've never flown.
No.
You're not missing much. It scares me. I'm sorry, right? But I know, you know, all the wonders of physics and everything. But when I'm sitting in a metal tube that's, you know, several thousand, well, no, like 30,000 feet up in the air, I cannot help but think, oh, my God. Something about it just doesn't seem right to me.
I'd like to go skydiving from there.
Really? I'd like to push you out of a plane. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Never mind. Next question.
You read it.
Dear Shane and Brad, what do you want for Christmas and why do you want it? I'm not sure what I want yet. Thanks. You rule. No, we're sad. That question is from Flash. I think I'm past the age now where I want things for Christmas. I don't know. There might be, I honestly can't think of anything, but I just, I don't know.
Yeah,
there's nothing I really want for Christmas because I'm not earning and I don't have a great deal of money, but generally if I want something I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's different when you're like 12 and you know if you want like a new games console or a new computer game or something, you've got to wait till Christmas or your birthday. But that's the joy of getting older.
Yeah, that's right. Like I'm in the same position there and I honestly don't know. Probably it's probably only going to be maybe about 3 Xbox games I can think of when people ask, you know?
What, multiplayer games?
Yeah, yeah. Call of Duty 5.
Gears of War 2.
Yeah, and there's this new James Bond game coming out as well, so.
Will that have multiplayer?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not, but I always get those.
Well, you play the James Bond games, even if they're single player?
Well, no, they're just good to have for, like, social events at my house, you know?
Well, so you can get the game box out of the cupboard and go, look what I've got. I've got this James Bond game.
No. Like to shoot your friends, you know?
Oh, right. So you play, like, you know, shoot your family.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty much.
Your crazy family.
Yeah,
your crazy redneck family.
Isn't that sort of the same thing that both me and you have suggested in the past about getting older and Christmas stuff?
Sorry, what did I post?
No, what you suggested in the past about when you get older and Christmas stuff, it sort of is just more like, yeah, maybe, we'll see. Sort of like...
I'm 17 and I hate Christmas. I hate it. I mean, yeah, it's nice getting presents, but the older you get, the less presents you get. You'll find that unless you're like, you know, massively spoiled. And I don't mean as a young child, because I was spoiled as a young child, but it does sort of wane off as you get older, which is a little disappointing, but you get used to it. And all it basically is, right, you have to go and visit people you hate and you avoid most of the year, a.k.a. your extended family. You have to pretend to like them, and you eat horrible food. I think Christmas food is nasty.
Horrible food?
The only Christmas food I like is pigs in blankets, which is sausages with the bacon wrapped around. That is the only Christmas food I like.
You don't have, like, turkey and potatoes and cabbage rolls and...
I don't like cabbage. I'm not fond of cabbage.
Smoked fish.
No, we never have fish. The only Christmas food I like is the pigs in blankets, which is sausages wrapped in bacon, and the chocolates.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta try some Ukrainian cabbage rolls.
Well, I'm not one quarter Ukrainian or whatever ethnic heritage you are. I'm 100% English.
I don't know. I just like the Ukrainian food, like with all the garlic and stuff, you know? And just the sort of the tone of that time of year. And, you know, quite frankly, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing this year. I'm not sure if we're seeing people or if we're just staying home or what, but I'll let you guys know. Hey, maybe we could have like an RSBNB Christmas party or something.
We used to do that on RuneScape.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was fun.
Days.
And we used to like, didn't we used to like give each other little presents? But
yeah,
we
that's right,
that.
before the trade limit and stuff.
Yeah. But shame we couldn't do that now because of stupid Jagex.
Anyways, thank you, Flash. Dear Shanekins and Bradley, what was your best visual artwork ever and why? And would you be
virtual,
able to post it?
Virtual.
Oh, virtual. Best virtual artwork ever and why? Would you be able to post it in the notes? I'm sure Shane has had a bit more than Brad, but that's the perks of being Canadian, eh? What the heck does that mean?
What are the privileges? You know, what's good about being Canadian? I bet it's the immigrants, isn't it, Shane?
No. He's saying that's a perk of me having virtual artwork is being Canadian.
No, I think that's two separate questions.
Huh. I don't know. Oh, and well, let's do the first. Do you have any virtual artwork you want to showcase?
Virtual art? No, I am not an artist in the slightest. And I just want to go... I'm not an artist in the slightest. I have no creativity.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
I used to do more graphics stuff, you know, but slowly that sort of faded away. I'm not sure where it went. It kind of just faded away into more of a code type of thing. So I really don't have anything you can see. Oh, what's the last thing I did I honestly don't remember. Sorry.
That is another question. He's asking what the perks of being Canadian are.
So-called free healthcare? That's really not that good?
you get free healthcare, but it is rubbish. If you go in to stay in an NHS hospital, National Health Service, there is a good chance that you'll catch a deadly flesh-eating bug called MRSA. Yeah.
That's bad.
There's always these... Well, it was more like a couple of years ago than now, but there's all these stories in the papers about how... it was, people were going for...
Oh, I remember hearing about that on the news.
People were going for minor surgeries and then catch this disease that's much worse. But anyway...
Oh, no.
I don't think there's many drugs being
made. That was the foot and mouth thing I was thinking of.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, okay.
Are you trying to insinuate that our hospitals and farms are interchangeable? That, you know, our people are livestock who have to be burned when they get ill?
No.
I'm sure somebody posted these rhymes on the forum a couple of weeks back, which went, Mary had a... it wasn't a couple of weeks, it was longer than that, but it went, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white and wispy, then it caught foot and mouth disease, and now it's black and crispy.
Another perk of being Canadian is that 70% of our population is concentrated within 10 to 15 urban areas.
Don't want to be a Canadian idiot.
Yeah.
And there's lots of anti-Canada songs. There's Blame Canada. There's Canada on Strike. And, of course, Canadian Idiot.
Yeah, well, you could play all the songs you want if some government gets elected here that isn't that favorable.
Well, Stefan Dion and the Liberals.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't that sound like a really bad pop group?
No. The one that's actually the worst pop group is Pierre Trudeau and the Liberals.
Who's Pierre Trudeau?
Oh, he's some idiot.
Is he your lover?
No, he's some old prime minister from the late 70s and early 80s that was very bad to Alberta.
Ah.
Yeah. So, it almost created a chance for Western separatism, actually. So. Let's say if something like that happened again, I'd actually be for it.
Anyway, last question. Since we're spending
what kind of car do you drive, and where did you get it? I don't drive, so Brad can answer this one.
I drive a... I'm ashamed to say this, since it's a very girly car. A Ford car, which many of you won't know, because I don't think it's actually available in North America.
It's not.
It's like a little tiny Ford car. And it used to be my cousin's.
Was your cousin a girl?
Yes.
It's spelled K-A, Ka. Like Ka, you know?
I don't really care. I mean, at the end of the day, it gets
you... It's a car, you know?
It'll get you from point A to point B. I don't care.
My ideal car would be like a tank.
What, like a Bradley tank?
A Bradley tank? Those exist?
There's a tank called the Bradley tank.
Really?
It was named after me.
I was thinking more like one of those German howitzers, you know?
I think Shane's got a fixation with being a Nazi.
No. Thank you, Elliot, or Yazaki 90. Next one.
Dear hosts, I have a simple list of questions for you this week involving favorites. So, Shane, what is your favorite color?
Green. What about you?
I'm a fan of crimson red. You know, that sort of dark, rich red.
Okay.
Blood, basically.
Okay. Food.
Favorite food. That's difficult for me. I'd have to say I like spicy food.
Oh yeah.
I like Mexican. I like Mexican and Italian cuisine mainly, but I am a big fan of curries, and chili. What? Curries and chili. I don't know. It's too difficult. I'd say my favorite foods are probably curries, chilies, enchiladas. They're nice, and lasagna.
Okay.
It's nice. Have a nice lasagna. Bechamel sauce is lovely.
As for me,
hard to believe I'm really skinny in real life since I just fantasize about food. Anyway, continue on, Shane.
Meatloaf, roast beef. What?
I'm not a fan of beef.
Why not?
I had steak the other night and it was like, steak. This is just distinctly average.
What else? Oh, yeah, as we were talking before, Ukrainian food, cabbage rolls and the like, lots of garlic stuff, pretty much any type of seafood. So,
Oh, yes. How did I forget seafood? Seafood's lovely. I love... Actually, I'd say seafood is probably my favorite.
What's your favorite fish?
To eat?
Yeah.
no, to dance with. My favorite fish is probably... I like plaice, but it's sort of tasteless, so I don't really want to say that. I like monkfish. Monkfish is very tasty.
Oh, you've had that before.
Yeah, I went to the best restaurant in the UK.
Oh,
Gordon
right.
Ramsay. Gordon right. Ramsay's at Royal Hospital Road, which is a 3-star Michelin restaurant, which is extremely posh. I'm going there for my 18th, actually, this year.
Can I come?
No, if you want to pay about $400 Canadian for your food.
So you wouldn't pay for me.
No, you'd have to pay for yourself, plus the airfare and any hotels.
I'd stay at your house.
No, it's in London, and we're going to be staying overnight in London. So unless you want to walk 115 miles from London to my house, it's not advisable. But anyway, I went there, and I had monkfish tails, and that, you know, it's really nice sauce. That was really nice. So yeah, favorite food, monkfish.
Interesting. Okay. Favorite video game?
This is difficult.
Okay, I'll
go first. I would have said World of Warcraft, but I've recently stopped playing that.
Yes.
Just for another game that's very much like World of Warcraft, so it's not like it's much loss. The game that I enjoyed the most, that's difficult. That is really difficult.
Tribes 2.
See, Shane's
Star Trek Armada 2.
No, you've only got to pick one.
Well, those are my two.
Now you got to pick one. Which one's better?
Tribes 2.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't know. Best game. I think Bioshock was a lot of fun. Bioshock. I'm just looking at my Xbox 360 games at the moment. Since I haven't played that many PC games, let's see, you've got Bioshock, Halo 3 was rubbish, Assassin's Creed was okay, nothing special, Call of Duty
Star
4.
Star Trek Legacy.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to go with Bioshock, but I don't have like an outstanding favorite game because I'm not that much of a hardcore gamer. But probably up until I grew disdain with Blizzard and most of my friends quit and moved to Warhammer, probably was World of Warcraft.
Okay. Thank you, Xbox Legacy. Shane, what do you find in RuneScape that is better than WoW? Is it because World of Warcraft doesn't have farming? If Blizzard introduced farming, same as RuneScape, would you play? That's from Paper Eater. No, actually, I wouldn't.
It's because Shane's scared of Night Elf females.
What?
Night Elf females.
How do you get that?
That's a race in World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay. No, it's not. It's just because RuneScape is simpler, you know? I just prefer it being simpler, that's all. But thank you, Paper Eater.
I would agree with that. RuneScape is much simpler. It's played by simpler people as well.
Next one, Brad. Brad? Brad?
Seeing
Brad,
as both of you are Brad. Atheists, is there any religion you would consider becoming? For me, only Pastafarianism. Because it just takes the piss. Also, Shane, is it... Okay, let's answer that question. Is there any religion you would consider becoming?
No.
No, I'd have to say the same, actually. See, that's the trouble with these sort of questions. You don't say, is there any religion you consider becoming? You've got to say, if you had to pick one. Because if we had to, that would be more... If you had to pick one religion, one serious religion, which one would you pick?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, you had to. You couldn't say no.
I honestly don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. I'd probably become a Jew so I could wear one of those little hats.
Okay.
I could change my name to Goldstein or, you know, something like that.
Okay, so next part.
And Shane, is it gays you have problems with or just gay marriage? What about bisexuals? NB, I'm 100% heterosexual.
What does NB mean?
That's Noto Bene. It's just...
Oh, okay. Little,
yeah. So, go on, Shane. Answer the question. No, sorry. Those questions were from 99887.
It's not... gays might annoy me in that respect, but I'm not going to be organizing a witch hunt to hunt them down and exterminate them, you know, as some other leaders would have in the past, like Adolf Hitler, you know? I'm not going to be doing that sort of thing. The thing that I have the problem with is gay marriage, because if you look at it, it's not really socially acceptable from that respect. I mean, yeah, people can do whatever the hell they want, but the question is, if a great number of people eventually were to start doing this, what would happen to the world and the way people think in it? Like, for example, when say same-sex couple were to apply for adoption of a child, right? So, let's say they did this. That child would grow up with, say, either two females or two males, and now what kind of skewed look would they have on the world? That wouldn't really be that really wouldn't be looking at how it is, you know what I mean? So, that's sort of my problem with it, is, okay, people can do this, but what is it telling to other people, specifically children, you know? That's what I mean in this respect. Anyways. Next one. Dear Shane, if you and Mike decided to create a new rank, what would the ideal color choice be for it? That's from Keaton, who loves the show.
Okay.
So what color would you pick?
I nominate... it's hard to think, because most of the colors are gone.
Yellow. Only one position has held that before.
Think of it now. If you know what the answer is, you gain credibility. The answer is the design crew. Anyway.
Yellow.
Okay. Lello.
Next one.
Next question. Even though neither of you live in the U.S., do you have any opinions on the upcoming election? I, for one, am really hoping that Obama will win. Otherwise, I may have I guess he needs to pay a visit to Mike and Shane in Canada. Okay, let's answer that question first. Yes, I do have opinions on the US election. If you want my full opinions, then I made a blog post about it the other day. Go and read that.
Actually, I do too, but to a lesser extent, but yeah.
I said to somebody yesterday, I think it was Mike, I said, if McCain wins the election, then it proves that the American electorate would rather be ruled by a dumb white man than a smart black one. And if you do elect McCain, then you're extremely sad, and I will lose more respect for you. Because the only way I can see McCain winning is because he's white. And I know plenty of Republicans, if they do win, will go, oh, you know, you're just saying that as an excuse for him losing. But I don't see how, if you have a functioning brain, you can prefer McCain, Palin over anybody. I mean, I'm not a big Obama fan. I don't think he's that good. But McCain is just such a dumbass and so incompetent on so many levels that Obama is clearly the lesser of two evils.
Speaking on John McCain's competence and whatnot, you know, based on this, I would have to say I agree with you there, because what's the only reason he chose Sarah Palin as vice president?
She's a woman.
And is completely opposite of what Hillary Clinton stood for. So why Hillary supporters going to vote for her?
Like, let's pick a woman to steal the Hillary voters. But wait, she's the polar... She's probably, you know, as far away from Hillary as you can get, besides the fact she's a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching some talk show late at night. I forget what it was called or something, but... something about putting lipstick on a pig or something.
Oh, yeah, but that was... she said something about that she was a pit bull with lipstick on, and then Obama said, you can put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. And they went, oh, my God, you thick then. Which, a pig can be either sex, so I don't see how that's sexist. I remember reading something which I thought was really funny. It was about the Republican Party, about how... you know, because there's all this, you know, all the Republicans were going, oh, you know, Sarah Palin was the right choice. She was the best person for John McCain to pick. And this article basically said, well, the Republicans would have gone apeshit for anybody. They weren't even that fond of John McCain before he actually got the nomination. And then they were all like, oh, yeah, he's our man. He's the best man for the job. And then, you know, had he, you know, chosen a chipmunk as his vice president, everybody would have gone, oh, yeah, it's a great choice, best possible choice he could have made. Because Republicans and Democrats, but more Republicans are brainwashed. I mean, you guys voted in George Bush and then re-elected him. So, you know, any political credibility you have is instantly, you know, washed down the drain.
And I bet, if possible, they would elect George Bush a third time.
Yeah, they probably would. That's a really sad thing. But like I said, my thoughts on the election can basically be summed up as that Americans would probably prefer a dumb, incompetent white guy to a smart, capable black guy. And it's very sad that, you know, in this day and age, you still haven't moved on from the old topic of skin color.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Getness. What's the second part of that? Oh, have you ever heard of Religion of the Flying Spaghetti? We talked about that above.
Yeah, it's just a piss take.
Yeah, thank you. Last one I will read. Hey guys, my dad and I had a discussion of getting Vista or not. I need some questions answered to know for sure what we should do about it. First question is it really worth Vista? Has Vista fixed all those bugs and crap everyone's been talking about, or is it a downgrade from XP to Vista, etc.? Basically, from that point, if you have a recently modern computer or a refurbished computer that's modern, by all means, go with Vista.
If you have a modern computer, wouldn't it probably have come with Vista?
Yeah, that's right. But if I think they're building their own here.
Oh, right.
So if you're building your own, and just go with Vista. There's no reason not to. Technical question. Easiest way to convert from XP to Vista without having to all the files from the hard drive be removed. From my understanding, my dad got a RAID card. I can attach 2 1-terabyte drives. I don't know what this is supposed to do, but getting this will help Vista or something. You know, first off, to move your files, there's two sort of ways you can do this. There's one sort of grayish way, if you know what I mean. It doesn't always work. That's the upgrade mode in the Windows Vista installer. You could try that, but chances are if you have an older XP system, that won't work very well if you're upgrading in that respect. But if you're changing, say, the hard drive, the processor, and other stuff, just do a clean install and then back up the data you need and then transfer it over that way. That's typically the best way going about doing this. And as for the RAID card, it depends on what kind of RAID card you can use. Like, there's RAID 0, 1, 3, and 5, etc. RAID 2 even, but that's not rarely used. Most common ones are RAID 0 and RAID 5. And there's also RAID 1, but it depends on what type of RAID card. If it's RAID 0, that basically means you have two drives that are duplicated upon one another. And then with that, you can have... it's basically an increase in performance for read and write. You'd want to do this if you're building something to edit large videos. Then there's also RAID 5, which is a combination of RAID 1 and RAID 0, sort of. Don't quote me on this, but if you want more technical insights, just look up RAID on Wikipedia. But typically RAID 5 is used for backups, because if one drive dies, you need at least 3 drives for it. It will protect the data on that drive, but seeing as you said you can connect 2 hard drives to it, I'm guessing that it's RAID 0, and that really wouldn't help Vista in this case. Anyways, that's from Kirby. Sorry if I put you to sleep there, but just look RAID up on Wikipedia if you want to know more. It's quite an interesting system and rather tedious to implement. Don't do software RAID. Brad?
Yay.
Tech news. Seinfeld and Gates get in touch with regular folks. Did you watch the second ad?
No, I couldn't be bothered.
It's a 4-minute long thing this time, and they're actually having dinner with some family and living in their house. We're still not...
Get to the point, Windows, Microsoft, whatever I want to call
you. Yeah, it's we're the second one in, and this one's 4 minutes long, and I still have no idea what the hell they're trying to say. So, I don't know. Take a look at this. If you have any ideas, post it in the topic. But I don't know. I think this thing is gone. And I wouldn't be surprised if they canceled it. Like, is something like this really going to work with people who aren't going to have time to look into it, even if there are little things, you know? God. anyway, so that's out. Oh yeah, speaking of people from Alaska, Palin's email address was attacked, hacked. Not the Gov one, but a Yahoo one.
I was reading something comments on Dig, and it wasn't hacked. Apparently, the person just was guessing passwords and must have gotten lucky.
Well, yeah. How do you like if your password's that easy to guess? But I don't know. There's screenshots and everything, but you can actually see that these actually did get out, and there was nothing compromising in there. So I guess that's good for her in that respect.
Nothing yeah, but it's stupid if she's using it. They also got, I saw on Dig as well, they posted her eldest daughter's cell phone number from her inbox.
Is that the pregnant one?
Yeah, Bristol Palin.
Oh, you know what? You know how much trouble you can do with a cell phone number, so.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, yeah, right. I saw that, because in the picture there was like a email message or something, right?
WikiLeaks.
Yeah, but that page is down. But yeah, I actually did see a cell phone number. But God, this is just so funny when this sort of thing happens. Like, I wonder if mainstream media will get a hold of this. Have they yet? Do you know, or have you heard anything?
I think it was on Fox.
Okay, well, they probably inflated it because you know how Fox News is, hey?
Fox is a bunch of conservative neocon assholes.
Oh, well, there you go. Anyways, that's tech news. Rants now, I guess?
Okay, I'll have the... you can have the first... they're rant suggestions. You can have the first one. I paraphrased it a bit because it was really long.
Okay. 5 years ago, I clicked the Create New Account button and made this character. This thread was in the previous rant section of the forums. It's an in-game feature as well as an account feature, so hopefully it fits into this section of the forums. There's many people that have started playing years ago without realizing they would be seeing the same name for so many years, thus
yes,
not giving it so
yes,
much thought
yes.
for it.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yes, Mr. Brad Woodward. I made my character 5 years ago and like to get rid of those numbers on my name, or maybe even add a title of some sort. But no sane person would make a new character just to change her name if the current one is level 136 and has a high total level, etc. This shouldn't be an impossible task for talented Java gaming experts and so many paying customers desire this, so why not? It would make a good portion of the players happy at least once a year, or even less frequent, maybe have timers on accounts prevent changing names from more than once a year, or possibly once per account. Even this would hardly make people faint from confusion. So...
yeah, I think it's a good idea. Or you can do what World of Warcraft did, and you can just charge people to change character names.
That's what
I'm sure Jagex would like that idea, because they'd actually get to make some money.
That's what the Xbox system does.
Yep.
Yeah, so what would you change yours to?
I have no idea. It would probably be Brad Numbers.
Brad Numnuts?
No, Brad Numbers.
Shut up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Brad Numnuts? No.
Okay. So, not Woody or anything like that?
No.
I don't know. I'd like to shorten mine up a bit or something, but anyways.
No.
That's
you,
a good suggestion.
You and Shane 1288 and Mike 1288. The 1288 twins.
They're not twins.
Yeah, you are.
No, we're not.
Yes, okay. You are.
Next one for you.
Okay, this one's a bit longer. Right. Yes, this is a rant, and do not tell me that this is not the rants forum, as I'm rather well aware of. This is game feedback, albeit it is angry game feedback. And now onwards to the meat of the rant. The cannon, yes, that wonderful little tool of frustration and joy at the same time has got to go. Not from the game, mind you, but it has to be banished from single combat zones, such a stronghold of security. As I type this up, I'm watching a level 121 using his cannon while he hides between two portals of death. Now I ask you, is the death area of the stronghold of security multi? If you answered no, then you are correct. So why should a weapon that is designed to work in multi be working perfectly well in a single area? The answer is rather simple. Said moronic idiot runs in, sets up a cannon, loads said cannon, attacks a single Anku, fires cannon, then runs out the first portal and proceeds to dance about as this cannon blasts away at all the Anku in the area. Is this bug abuse? I would say it is, since no other player can gain access to the Anku in the area, because said asinine moronic idiot is happily dancing away, running in long enough to load the cannon, then having an Anku attack him so he can run back to his nice little safe spot between the two gates. How can this be changed and corrected? It is rather simple. The owner of a cannon sets up a cannon in single and starts firing it, then the owner must stay in combat. If not, the cannon should cease to function as it cannot find a target to lock onto. Now, I know that there are going to be some that might say, oh, just Hot Worlds, because they spend the money so they can use whatever they want. I fail to see how spending a couple of 100,000 gold gives the person the exclusive rights to hide behind a rock and deny other players that were in the area long before they got their access to what they should have. What they were there for. That's a confusing sentence. Why should we, the ones that were in the single area first, have to suffer? We should not have to suffer, nor should we have to pack up, move, nor should we have to Hot Worlds. I can sort of agree with it, but this guy does come across as an asshole.
Yeah, it's not bug abuse.
No, but the guy, I can sort of see his frustrations, but he makes him sound like an asshole.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Isn't that what most people do in the rants forum? Okay. So, I don't know, with this, it's sort of that same old situation where, you know, people complain, but then they look like, they end up making themselves look like more of an asshole, but... You know, it's been like this since RuneScape 2 came out, and I'm pretty sure it was like this in RuneScape Classic as well, so... I don't know, I don't think we can expect to see this change. What about you?
No, I don't, but I can sort of see where they're coming from.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I'm not even sure if there would be a solution that wouldn't piss anyone off, you know?
But yeah, that is difficult to strike that balance.
Oh, well. But, yeah, keep this in mind when you're doing combat, this rant, but... Thank you. On to some other things. We got September events this weekend. And some the following week. So, for instance, this weekend on Saturday we have Ryan's event, Jungle Run. Then on Sunday we have Trouble Brewing, a modified version of that. That should be interesting. And then the following Friday we're trying something else. We have a draughts tournament, which you have to sign up for. So, PM Schwa on the forums for that. Topic links will be in the notes. And then finally on the Saturday, same time, is Clan Wars. Now, these two events on the following week are at about 2 a.m. In Europe, and so in the middle of the morning, because we wanted to try some different times to see if different people will come and see which times will be more popular, you know? So we're just trying a few things out with that, but it's going to be an interesting set of events this month, so check out the topic on those. Also, RSBNB Informer is looking for members, RuneScape writer to write about updates and whatnot. So if you like to write and you're an active forum member, even if you're not, maybe send an application in. And I don't know, do we have any restrictions on activeness
on forums? No, we've recruited people before who have next to no posts on the forums. As long as you prove that you're good at writing, you have the dedication, and you have a regular and you have to have RuneScape members all the time, not just 1 month maybe and the next month not, then yeah, it's forum activity doesn't really come into it.
Just let your application speak for itself.
And as long as you have to be at least semi-active on MSN.
Yeah, that's right. So there'll be a link in the notes to sign up for that. Update.rsbnb.com. Time for a little Skill of the Month update. Let's see if these people have picked it up since last week. Not. Oh, my. There's been a tiny increase.
Tiny increase?
Yeah, look at it. It's very small. But for the past 2 days, it's been flat. So I don't know. I think... But there is actually competition among the top three, so that's good. Like, they're all within 500 to 600k XP of each other, so it's not completely over yet.
Good.
Yes. And also, we are looking for some help on quest guides to fill in pictures on the HD versions of them. Some of them need updating of that as well. There's a global announcement on the forums with what you have to do and stuff like that. So, also, I should note that with quest guides, if you come to the submissions forum for quest guides and you make a post, please make sure to read the top of the forum rules. I cannot underscore how many people in the past have just said nice guide when clearly that is against the rules. If you post with saying nice guide, you will receive an unofficial warning. Anyways, we have to be like, Brad, have you seen that on the forums, how people are like posting that sort of stuff?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's rather saddening, but oh well, what can we do? So what have you been up to? Tell us.
Well, I got 99 fishing.
What next?
99 cooking. Since I've got all the fish left over from 99 fishing, then I don't know.
Sounds good to me. You can see a video from the little party yesterday on the YouTube RSBNB staff channel, which is youtube.com/RSBNB staff. Yeah, that'll be
in the notes.
So that's Brad's little video there that I did for him. What else? Anything else?
No.
Okay. As for me, I haven't been doing much on RuneScape, just the daily farming runs, you know. Farming is such a great skill.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Glad you agree with that. What else?
That was sarcastic.
Oh, too bad. School stuff and RuneWire, that's coming along nicely. I'll give you a bit of a progress update after we're done recording on that. But
okay.
That's all I've been up to. Unless you have anything else?
That is all.
Okay, with that said, RSBNB Update 170 is done. We will see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.